Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, how about Chris Christie and the rabbi?
Guess what, David? Once you turn a corner, and once you get the New York Times real interested, and the other media real interested, and the New Jersey papers, you go from a sort of good-natured fellow who has specific feelings about things and gets away with being robust and even critical of others, and you get a guy on the defensive. And that's what's happened with Chris Christie. Now, of course, every single email that has been mailed out of that office is being subjected to scrutiny by the state legislature, also by U.S. attorneys and everybody else. And anything that they can pick up, any joke, any nuance, stops being sarcasm, because sarcasm, when it is in words, is different than when it is spoken. And so he's being held responsible because anything his administration does points to him. And these clowns who brought up Bridgegate, apparently, in the first place, are now being held responsible for any other things that they said. So there's this rabbi. He led a delegation to Israel for the governor. He went with him. And now, for some reason, they were mad at him. And they decided that maybe they should cause him some trouble. And one of them was told by the other one, no, that's going too far. It looks like stalking. We can't do it. And it's not being done. Yet it makes the front pages of the papers. As I have said, up until now, Christie's done. He's just the turkey, and it's time to put the fork in.
We weren't able to get to this issue yesterday in our conversation, but of course, Arizona's governor has vetoed the bill on serving gays, and that now, in an article this morning, says has stirred alarm in the GOP.
Well, I think what's happened is that the GOP doesn't know which way to turn. You've got the Tea Party group, you've got the conservative groups, you've got the anti-immigration groups, and you have the Republican solid middle class. And those are the people, the second, this group of the middle class people, who turned off the spigot here, who went to Jan Brewer and said, you can't do this. And that is exactly what happened when all of the major corporations and the football people and the baseball people and everybody else are saying to you, you better not do this or Arizona will become a pariah. She does it. Now, they're going to find another issue, obviously. They're now taking up abortion again and abortion clinics again. And, of course, Jan Brewer, hoping to salvage her base, will have a much tougher time with things like abortion clinics than she did in this case, which was so clearly discriminatory. The abortion clinics, of course, it's a terrible thing that women who need abortions in Arizona will apparently be held to a different standard than in other folks around the country. But you better expect that there'll be some face-saving on the part of the Republican right.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us.